week. Weather disturbances will be occurring across the northern plains and upper Midwest as we move forward through the next 7 days, but certainly no major storm system is expected. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. We still have cloudiness this morning in portions of Minnesota, a little bit of light snow in central and eastern parts of the state, but it is mostly clear off to the west in the majority of the Dakotas and into eastern Montana. Temperatures this morning are running mostly in the teens and lower 20s, a little bit on the crisp side, but nothing too out of the ordinary. And as we go forward through the next 24 hours or so, we're going to see a relatively tranquil weather occurring. We do have a small weather disturbance that will go ahead and push off through the eastern parts of Minnesota as we go forward through the day today, but most of our region will likely be free and clear of any precipitation from this point forward. So the majority of the day will be dry. We'll look for the next weather disturbance to show up as we get out towards Wednesday night into Thursday. And as we mentioned yesterday, there is a low pressure center that will be evolving in the southern plains that will likely hog all of the moisture in the atmosphere for a while. That should limit our precipitation on Wednesday night, Thursday, and even Friday to just a few spits and spats of moisture. For all practical purposes, we will be dry. The focus of precipitation in the plains will be on Texas, Oklahoma, and farther east into the lower Mississippi River Basin area. We will look for a warming trend to occur across the region as we go forward in time. In fact, there's going to be a bit of a temperature contrast across the region. High temperatures today will be in the upper 20s into the 30s across North Dakota and the northern half to two-thirds of Minnesota. We'll look for temperatures in South Dakota and southwestern Minnesota to be in the 30s and 40s. There will probably be some 50-degree temperatures in the Badlands and also across parts of the Black Hills region. Tomorrow, we'll look for the temperatures to become a little bit warmer in the northeast, but mostly 30s will still be prevailing in North Dakota and the northern two-thirds of Minnesota, while we'll see upper 30 and 40-degree readings still occurring elsewhere. Temperatures will get over 50 degrees, though, in the southeast and south-central parts of South Dakota. The high temperatures on Thursday afternoon will probably not be a great deal different. We'll see 30 and 40-degree readings throughout the region, and then we'll look for a new warming trend to occur on Friday. Going into Saturday, we'll look for some 40 and 50-degree temperatures in South Dakota again, while 30s and 40s occur farther north. Nighttime lows over these next few days will be mostly rising up from readings in the teens and lower 20s to some 20 and 30-degree readings, but that's about as warm as we will get. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.